She fled from the men who would kill her because they were paid to, and the children who would kill her because they were told to. I sat at my kitchen table, and I imagined her fleeing through the fields and the jungle as fast as she could until she arrived at the beach where Andrew and I were being unconventional. That beach was as far as she got. My missing finger itched, just thinking about it. When they came in from the garden, I sent Batman to play in his Batcave, and I showed Little Bee where the shower was. I found some clothes for her. Later, when Batman was in bed, I made 2 G&Ts. Little Bee sat and held hers, rattling the ice cubes. I drank mine down like medicine. "All right," I said, "I'm ready. I'm ready for you to tell me what happened."
"You want to know how I survived?"
"Start from the beginning, will you? Tell me how it was when you first reached the sea." She told me how she had hid on the day she arrived at the beach. She had been running for 6 days, traveling through the fields by night and hiding in jungles and swamps when daybreak came. I turned off the radio in the kitchen, and I sat very quietly while she told me how she holed up in a salient of jungle that grew right down to the sand. She lay there all through the hottest part of the day, watching the waves. She told me she hadn't seen the sea before, and she didn't quite believe in it. In the late afternoon, Little Bee's sister, Enkiruka, came down out of the jungle and found her hiding place. She sat down next to her. They hugged for a long time. They were happy that Enkiruka had managed to follow Little Bee's trail, but they were scared because it meant that others could do it too. Enkiruka looked into her sister's eyes and said that they must make up new names for themselves. It was not safe to use their true names, which spoke so loudly of their tribe and of their region. Enkiruka said her name was Kindness now. Her younger sister wanted to reply to Kindness, but she could not think of a name for herself. The two sisters waited. The shadows were deepening. A pair of hornbills came to crack seeds in the trees above their heads.